In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's coffee time.
Oh, you got your coffee?
No, I'm drinking tea. Oh, my goodness.
Good morning.
I feel like the universe doesn't want us to talk, so...
Oh, they know we got a lot to say.
Been having technical difficulties all morning.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. I mean, here too. So I understand. Oh, but do you have your coffee?
I do have my coffee.
Oh, well, I got coffee right here. How are you this morning?
I'm good. The kids are off in school now, so.
Oh, awesome.
I have free time.
Okay. Yes, I have some free time. You know, I'm preparing so that way that I can have a free Saturday.
Oh.
So I'm doing things early today, so that would free up my time. I got some laundry in. I have a couple of more loads to load up and everything. Everything I can. This morning. Plus, it got some new outdoor furniture coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, getting prepared for Memorial Weekend.
Yes.
So I need to know what are your plans for Memorial Weekend?
We're supposed to be having a barbecue. The weather's supposed to be really nice. Not as nice in Florida, but
yeah. Oh, yes.
This is not Florida life.
Well, we're getting the pool. We're doing a lot this weekend. We're going to get the pool ready. We'll do that. We got the new outdoor furniture coming in for a big gathering that we're going to have after the Memorial Weekend.
Oh.
You know, so we're getting ready for the summer, really, actually. And just to have like a lot of outdoor entertainment this summer.
Isn't it summer all the time in Miami?
No. You know, people don't realize, but down here in Miami, we do get a chill. We get chills. We do. We get a chill. We get down as low as, say, in some areas, it can get down low as 30 to 30s. Yeah. This past winter, we here in Miami, we got like maybe the coldest was like maybe 45.
Mm.
And we had some sprinkle of snow, not in Miami now, not south of where I'm at, where I am, but North Florida, like up in the Panhandle. They had some in Jacksonville. I could say somewhere up in West Palm, people had frost. They said they were frosts and little small snowflakes. But now here in Miami, where I am like an hour and a half away from Key West. So we're pretty close, you know, to really like the bottom of the United States. And so we get that tropical wind, we get the tropical temperature where it's just, it's good. It's really good. I mean, you know, that's why people ask sometimes, not to brag, but some people say, and it's so pretty.
Well, you said the lowest was what, 40?
Well, the lowest that we got here in Miami was like 40.
Yeah, I think we got to zero or something in New York.
See, that's why I don't. That's why I can't come up there. Like, I can't. You know, sometimes you know, during the holidays, you know, everybody's, oh, you know, why don't you go up, come up to New York for like, you know, Christmas and all that. I just can't. My, you know, the cold goes through my bones. My body goes through a shock when I'm in New York when it's cold. I have to wait until you guys actually get that summer. Like real summer, like in like late July,
yeah,
maybe June.
You
maybe
like that?
June.
You like that 80, 90 degree weather?
Yeah, I do. I really do. You know, and I and you know the good thing about it is that you know the you know you have a home, so you know you have the backyard, you got all that, you know. But when you when I'm in the city, it's just like, and besides, you got you right by the water.
Yeah.
You got it beautiful, and you got it all the way around. So when I'm at your house, I feel like I am in Miami. But I'm in the city.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I have to pretend, but it's cool. It's cool, you know. But you
now
know,
all that stuff that you have going on today. Did you get enough sleep?
Not really. Nope. You know, that's, you know, that's one of the things, you know, I actually, matter of fact, I went to bed kind of late last night. I went to bed, like, say around about 12:30. I relaxed, but I was like trying to stay up, watch a little TV and whatnot. And, you know, one of the things, I don't know if your listeners, you know, if some of them are into TV, like, you know, I'm talking about shows from back in the day. One of the stations that I love and I watch it constantly because it reminds me when I was a kid, just watching stuff with grandma. MeTV.
Wow. MeTV.
MeTV. Yeah, it's called MeTV. And you know, I forgot what it's the acronym. It's an acronym, but I forgot what it stands for. But I think it has something to do with the old shows and whatnot. And they show, I mean, you talk about Batman, Superman, Good Times. They run it all. They run all the old shows and even Westerns. And I'm a Western.
Like MASH.
Yeah. Andy
Griffith.
Yeah, Andy, all the good stuff. Gunsmoke, they do a lot of Westerns. And I'm a Western junkie. So if anybody thinks that they know more about Westerns than me, okay. I'm gonna call them out. I love me some Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke, Maverick, Bonanza, Big Valley, all those shows.
You taking it all the way back.
I'm talking about, yeah. But it's good TV. It's good TV. Good TV. Yeah. So
my dad was probably watching that stuff too.
Oh, he was. He was a TV junkie, is what I call your dad. He was a TV junkie, movie. You know, I used to go to movies. We used to go to movies all the time. I don't go to the movies. The last time I went to a movie theater was maybe 8 years ago. That's
so
the last time I went to.
You haven't even seen the Black Panther movie or the Avengers?
No.
It's like the big, you know, craze now.
No, Marvel. I have. You know, I just wait till they come out on the Fire Stick. I put up the Fire Stick. You know, I mean, I support. I would like to support. You know, but hey, listen, my little dollars won't count that much. You know, so they ain't missing it. They still making they still making big bucks. And besides, I would do a matinee, and I would use my AARP.
Oh, here we go.
I'm telling my age. I'm over 50. Yeah.
I look forward to that AARP.
Yeah, you know, I look forward to it.
And retirement. Yes.
Yeah, you know, and you know what? And I take advantage of it. I look at the sales. I look at a lot of the stores that honor. And when I pull out my card, they're like, oh, okay. You know, sometimes, and they won't, if I tell them that I'm here for a senior discount, they won't believe me. So I have to show my ID. Cause you know, I don't look like I'm, you know, over the age.
Nope.
But
they say black don't crack.
Hey, and it's how you live. It's yeah. how you live your life. You take care of yourself, you know. And I'm not knocking folks. If I mean, if you want to drink and smoke and all that, hey, it'll show later on. Whether it'll show internally, you'll feel it internally, but it'll also show on the outside.
Yeah.
And I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't.
Well, you drink coffee.
Hey, listen. And this is the only kick. This is the only high I'm gonna get is some coffee.
Some people say coffee's not good for you.
Well, you know, I tell you what. You know, a lot of doctors now, and you know, they're doing statistics on it, where you know they're finding out that you know you can drink a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee keeps you from. Let me tell you something. What it does for me, and I. But I wake up sometimes in the morning with a headache, and coffee, not without, I drink a little sugar in it. I only use sweet and low, just a little bit. And I drink a cup of coffee, my headache goes away, because that caffeine, you know, I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it's like it takes away my headache.
Interesting.
You know, yeah, it does. I just don't put any cream in it at that time. Right. You know, so once the headache is gone, you know, I'm like, okay, now I could really, because I just drink it just for that moment, just to get rid of that headache.
Right.
You know.
Now, but how much coffee do you drink a day?
Just one. This will be my only cup of coffee I drink. I used to drink, you know, when I was working and everything, and you know, I have to go on fast pace and have to keep up. You know, I mean, I was talking fast on the phones and all that, and, you know, having to run around all the time, you know, working in the medical center and all that. I was drinking 3, 4, 5 cups a day.
Ooh.
That's how many cups of coffee. And I was the coffee maker. I would go in the kitchen and I would make a pot of coffee, and I'm like, wow. They were like, oh, the coffee gone? I make it more, and I make it more, and I make it more. But the doctors loved it, you know, so, and they used to, you know, drink it black. You know, just drink black coffee.
Yeah.
You know, just drink it black. But I can't, that I won't do. I can't drink black coffee. Only time I could drink, like I said, is if I have that little headache, I'll drink it. And, you know, but I got to enjoy my cream.
Yeah.
You know.
That cream. But other than, you know,
yeah, but other than that, you know, I'm not a tea drinker. You know, I'm not a tea drinker. If I drink tea, it's only like if I'm sick. And I just have to drink a little tea with lemon or something like that. But I can't get into tea.
I think I stopped drinking coffee when I had that stomach virus. I stopped drinking coffee for like a month. But I started to get like withdrawals. Like I started to feel like I was an addict and I was coming off of some type of high.
it was the caffeine. That caffeine, you know, it gives you a jolt. It's like, that's why people drink it. You know, the only coffee I can't drink that I don't think I would, you know, ever enjoy, you know, and I know some people like it, is Starbucks. I can't drink their coffee. It's something about Starbucks coffee. It has some type of different taste.
Speaking of Starbucks, what do you think about that situation since you brought that up? With the two guys that got arrested.
You know, I just think that, you know, people are just always the first thing they see when they see a black man, it's like they have some type of fear. And there's no reason to fear us, whether it's man or woman, black man or black woman. Don't stereotype us. Don't look at us when we walk into your store, an establishment. That's what I hate. You walk into an establishment and the first thing that they do, they start looking at you.
Right.
They're looking at you. They're following you around to see if you're going to steal something. And what those two guys did, all they did was sit down, have a seat, and they was waiting on someone, or, you know, they wanted to have a cup of coffee. Maybe they could have. They could have bought something. But if they decided not to, I look at Starbucks as a stop and go. Like, or conversation, or you know, it's like a atmosphere that I looked at as people just having like, just friend, meet up with a friend, hangout joint. That's what I looked at it as.
Right.
And I felt really bad what happened to those guys. You know, I put myself in their place because I have done that before when I've gone into a Starbucks. You know, I've gone there and I've had meet up with people, and they first thing that they would say, oh, meet me at the Starbucks in the mall. Because there's one in the mall in here, right here in Miami, and it is always busy. But that's where people would say, hey, meet me at Starbucks. You know, I've never had that happen to me, but I don't know what that person, that manager, what was she thinking? I think it was a female manager.
Right.
I don't know what she saw. When she saw these guys, what was she thinking? That's what we need to find out. What was on her mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did something happen to her?
Right.
Or is it that she just taking what society says about our Black men?
Well, I know that they settled. I'm not sure if you heard that they settled for $1 each and $200,000 for a program for young entrepreneurs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. See, that's what I'm talking about. You see, they weren't out to make money for themselves.
Right.
You know, they used this as a way of doing something positive.
Mm-hmm.
They took a negative situation and they turned it into a positive one. To say, hey, listen, you know, you guys were wrong, you know, and we're going to show you how wrong you are about us as Black people.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did, my hat's off to them, you know, and it's going to be other good things that's going to come, you know, from what these guys did.
Right.
So God bless them.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it because I had stopped following it because I hadn't heard anything more about it. I know that they had been making some rounds on like different like networks, I think on some of the news areas. I think CNN had it one time and I missed one of the guys being on there having an interview. So that was good. I like that. See, I like things like that. See, you know, we listen, everybody got some side of them that, you know, that little roughness.
Right.
You know, we try to smooth them over, you know, smooth it out a little bit, you know, but don't look at all of us as though if, you know, we're bad people.
Right.
You know, because every time some of us listen, it was a time when people looked at white people and it was like, oh, yeah, all white people are nice. Oh, they're so good. They're this, they're that. No, not all white people are good either. But I don't look at white people as that. I don't look at Black people as that. I look at how a person will treat me. I could be walking down the street, you know, and I could, you know, somebody could easily, you know, say the wrong thing to me. And I'm not going to jump off. I ain't going to pull no gun out and I ain't going to act a fool, you know, because that person might be a little off though.
Right.
But it was nothing wrong with these guys. You know, I wanted to know or would like to know what was she thinking. And I hope they got an answer out of that.
They probably just let her go and was like, we don't even want to talk to you. We don't even want to know the truth of the matter. So peace out.
Well, do you think that the owner, the CEO is going to do the right thing by just having like do you think it's good for him to have all his Starbucks closed for one day to have this they're having some type of training I think it's something relating to how the people don't look at racist, you know, don't be racist or some type of something that they're going to have. I can't remember what it is, but it's something to do with all of the stores and they're going to have all the employees, you know, attend this session that they're going to have for one day. And it's going to be relating to what happened to these guys. So they're going to, I guess, demonstrate.
I mean, I think that would be a great idea. I mean, I've been in a number of Starbucks and I've never had any type of issue. And, you know, in New York, from the Starbucks that I visited, majority of the employees are Black.
Okay.
So I don't know if this was just a one store situation, but if they want to make it for every single store to have a day of training in these type of situations, like what do you do in these type of situations, then yeah, it would be a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It would be a great idea.
But it's happened more than once, though. It happened. The reason why this was so much, this got so much attention, is because it was actually put out on online, and it grew from a place that where, you know, you had some white girl was the one that recorded it. She took it to the police department, and you know, I guess she figured, well, if they're not going to do anything, I'm just going to put this out there.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it was put out there. There was another incident that happened at a different Starbucks, and I don't know what state that was in, so I'm not going to name it, but it was other situation that happened like that. So it wasn't the first.
Oh.
It's just that this was the first one that they actually gave some enlightenment to, and it got a lot of attention.
I mean,
and
I guess home. I guess that seems to be the case with a lot of things that happen in the world. We don't know until someone mm-hmm. shows a video of it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And see, now, you know, people are aware that things are happening. Listen, you know, just this morning, you know, and I said I didn't want to even go and have a conversation on any of this racist stuff. But just this morning, even with the police, again, you know, a black man is down on the ground and a police officer already has got him down. And another police officer comes and kicks him in the head.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
You know, and they've played that numerously, yeah. You know, on TV this morning. And I couldn't even watch it no more. When I saw it the first time, I was like, oh, no. I had no idea what was about to happen. So when that happened, I was like, oh, man, come on. You know, let's not do this. This is, again, you know, police brutality, you know, against what? Another black man? You know? So,
but yet they did nothing to the white guy. Who shot 17 high school students.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they did. Listen, I'm here in Florida. I'm in here. That happened less than 40 minutes away from my house. So, you know, when that young man, and his guns were right there. So when he walked out, even though he was disguised with all the kids, once they saw who he was, they didn't grab him, snatch him up, pull him down, jump all over him. Mm-mm. Nope, they didn't do all that. He wasn't beat up. When he came and when they put him in, they treated him just like, hey, okay, you know, we got you. Put him in the car, you know, put his head down. I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they had the helicopter and they followed them all the way to the police department. And when they got him out the car, they took him inside. He came back out later on. He didn't come out there all beat up, bruised up and right. Everything. The only time they took him, they had to take him in because I think he hurt his leg. Something happened to his leg or something. Or he hurt himself. And that was the only thing. The only time they had medical attention for him for that.
You know, that's funny. That situation could have been a Freddie Gray situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't want to sound racist, wow. But because he was white, they mm-hmm. got him medical attention. But mm-hmm. with Freddie Gray, because he was black, he didn't get medical attention.
No. You see?
And he died a few days later.
Sadly, you know, and this is, and see, you know, the thing about it is that we see all this now. Now we see a lot of things. You know, and you know, even with the camera thing, you know, the police, they have their camera rolling or they're wearing the cameras or something like that on them. And now here it is that they know the cameras are rolling and they're somehow what you want to mute now. You don't want nobody to hear what you're saying.
Right.
You know, we can see what's going on, but now you want to mute the thing.
Right.
You know, it's. A lot of things that's happening today. In today's world and society, you know, I always think about, you know, our young youth, you know.
I always think about Xavier. Like for me, I think of Xavier having the hardest time and Titus because he's more fair skinned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're both going to be treated very differently in society. And mm-hmm. it hurts me because Xavier doesn't understand.
Yeah, he doesn't. No. No. But, you know, it I think also, you know, it's the environment of where they're going to grow up in. You know, with knowing that I have, you know, grandchildren that are growing up in today's society, and I know that they're going to be treated differently. You know, I'm kind of expecting it, and I'm preparing myself for it because I know what to say to them. I'll know how to handle those situations. You know, as long as I let them know that they're both loved, they're loved by us, we love them, and we just have to teach them. We have to teach them that, yeah, everybody's different. We're all different shades and colors, you know. So I'm going to face a lot of things myself with the grandkids that are here because they're all different shades.
Yeah.
So listen, I remember from South Carolina, I have had experienced, you know, that racism and I'll tell you, it hurts. I was never, you know, physically attacked by my color, but I was mentally bothered by it, you know, and I just tried to find a place in my heart and in my mind to say, you know what, I love me, and I'm not gonna look at myself in the mirror and have any, you know, hate for my color. I love who I am, and I love my color.
That's the best thing that I've heard today.
Yeah, that's what you have to say to yourself, because it doesn't matter. We're all going to be attacked in some way in this life now, the way things are, you know, with the president putting all of us against one another in some way or some form of fashion. You know, we're being some black women and black men, they're fading their skin. They're feeling like, oh, you know, I better, let me just bleach my skin. Let me do this. Let me, you know, there's no need. If you love yourself, look in the mirror. Love your skin. Love who you are. Mm. Accept who you are. God created you. And that's all you can say.
Yeah, that's great. Aww. Our time is almost ending.
Oh, we had good conversation.
Yes. Oh,
good conversation, different topics.
I feel like we kind of went up, down, and then back up again.
Yeah.
From positive to negative experiences to positive again and uplifting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have to end it that way, you know? Have to end it that way. And, you know, it's life, you know? It's life, you know? But I love you.
I love you too.
And I hope, you know, your listeners, you know, get something out of any of the topics that, you know, the discussions we had, you know, maybe something somebody could take from it.
Yeah.
And turn maybe something that's going on in their life in a negative. Hey, maybe they can hear something that could say, oh, you know what? That's good. And turn it into a positive. So let's keep on that. And always think positive affirmations. Make up a positive affirmation. And mine today is, I'm beautiful.
And I love myself.
There you go. All right, baby.
All right, so okay. I'll see you next week for coffee time.
All right, I'll be here.
Awesome.
All right, now. Love you, dear. Take care. Bye.